Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Stevie P coming to you live with a special funny episode. If you want to call in, it's 347-850-1572. There's a reason I decided to do a show at the last minute tonight. I wasn't originally scheduled to do a show because I'm doing one in the morning, for one thing. But I decided to do a special episode tonight because of something that happened to me today. I thought I was all big and bad and everything, and turns out I wasn't. So the title of the show tonight, for those of you that do not know, Never Send a Fat Man to Race Up a Mountain. I'm, of course, speaking of myself. Those of you that know me know that I'm about 300 pounds and 6'2", and I wear very large clothes. I'm a very big guy. So I thought, man, this is going to be simple. No problem. And then So I get ready this morning. I grab my ski poles, which I've never used before because I got them in the off season. Didn't cost me anything. That's what happens when people leave stuff here for more than 30 days. Then it's like whoever wants to claim it. So I grabbed me a pair of ski poles earlier this year. So anyway, I get ready. I take a bus downtown, switch out, and take a bus out to River Run, out to Bald Mountain. And I get out there, and I walk around a little bit. Of course, I'm there early. I go inside where the registration is, and they have me a number and my name on it, number 438. I guess that was the 438th person, or the 38th person, whichever one, it might have been the 38th person, to sign up for this thing. So I go outside, I set my ski poles down. I'm wearing a pair of jeans with a I'm looking right at them, and I can't think. Sweatpants underneath them. Thank you. Sweatpants underneath them. Two pairs of socks, two shirts, a jacket, scarf, gloves, hat. And, of course, I need a hat because I just shaved my head yesterday. But, so anyway, 11 o'clock rolls around, and they're announcing, well, whoever's doing it, they're announcing. And they're up at the gondola where the people are, where they're getting ready to have the ribbon cutting ceremony. And the way it was supposed to go was as soon as the owners of Sun Valley, as soon as they cut the ribbon that opened the gondola, they were supposed to board the gondola themselves and take it up to the Roundhouse Restaurant, which is about 1,900 feet up in the air. It's also about, the way they designed the course, I'm guessing, is about 7,000 feet long. But, so anyway, they painted a nice green start line on it. And once they painted that start line on it, I was actually the first one that showed up there at the start line. I was ready to go. You know, I thought, yeah, I can do this. And I was looking at this hill, the very first hill, which is probably about a 47-degree incline. I'm looking at this hill, and I'm thinking, yeah, I can do this. Yeah, I can do this. Yeah. And all the other racers come up, and I'm on the starting line. And once the owners pass in the gondola, then that's when it started. So they pass in the gondola, and they shut off the bell or whatever it was. I don't remember what it was now. I was kind of concentrating on the start line. And I take off. I've got my size 15 snow boots on, and I've got my ski poles. And I take off, and the first part of it is flat, and then it starts going up. And I take off, and I thought, okay, yeah, I can do this. And then all of a sudden, I hit that incline. About halfway up that incline, I'm doing this. I'm doing that constantly. So I make it. I'm thinking it's probably about 100 feet, and it's a photo that, for those of you from Facebook, it's a photo, that yellow thing there, which is actually cables covered in yellow plastic. That was the first marker. I made it to the first marker, and I had to stop. My legs were like jelly. I couldn't, I couldn't breathe. I pulled out the water out of my pocket. I had a bottle of water and started drinking it, and put my head down on my ski poles, which was about a foot lower than my head normally is. They're pretty tall ski poles. And so I'm huffing and I'm puffing, and my legs feel like jelly, and I'm standing there, and everybody else has already passed me and went up the mountain. Even kids, okay? That's how freaking out of shape I was. Even kids was going up the mountain, okay? So I turn around, and when I turn around and start going back down that hill that I had just came up, all of a sudden I started seeing these white sparkles all across my eyes. Everywhere I looked, whether it was in the air or at the ground, at the snowy ground, all I kept seeing was these white sparkles. And so I knew that it was not good for me to continue. So I didn't want to end up a statistic. So lesson learned, if you're going to even walk up an incline at 45 degrees, 1,900 feet into the air, you better exercise first, and you better make sure everything is right, and you better make sure that you're physically fit and able to go. I found out very quickly today I wasn't. So in hindsight, I say never send a fat man to race up a mountain. If you want to call in on this, it's 347-850-1572. Okay, let me see here. So give me 1 second, and I'm going to take another break. All right, I'm going to take another break, and this song is perfect, because I am. So here's a song from the 70s, and I'm lucky I am this song. So here you go. There's an hour and 17 minutes left in the show, and if you want to call in, 347-850-1572. We'll be right back here on My Turn to Speak.
Right.
This is DJ Stevie P, and this is my turn to speak here on Blog Talk Radio. And we do have a caller. Caller, you are on the air. Hello? Caller, you are on the air. Caller, you are on the air.
I'm not even on the air. Why are you talking about calling you on the air?
You're on the air. You're on,
yeah.
Daryl, you're on the air.
I didn't call in.
You obviously did.
No, I just tuned in. I was just listening at the show.
Somehow it said your number popped up.
It did?
Yeah.
Cause I was just listening at the show, and Amy like, you sure ain't him? Cause she pointed at me. I'm like, okay. Cause I didn't push one.
Uh huh. But yeah, during that song, your number popped up. As
okay.
Yeah. So what'd you think of that story?
I'm just now tuning in.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you'll have to hear it on the recap, but I'll recap it for you. Basically, I'm overweight, out of shape, and I shouldn't have went up a mountain today, or try to go up a mountain today.
You want to make a comment on that one?
Yeah.
True. that's all I can say was all of them is true.
And that's why I play the song Staying Alive.
You are so silly.
Especially after seeing these white sparkle dots. I'm serious that I saw these as I was trying to go back down the mountain. It was like, whoa, you know?
See, I got one thing. I know your show is not a sports show, but I got one thing to say.
What?
Florida shouldn't have played that game. They should have boycotted.
Why?
63-3.
Yeah, well, that's better than I said they was going to do. Remember last night I said 55-7? So
they should have boycotted.
Why is that? Why is that?
They didn't need to play it.
Why?
They should have gave Florida A&M and Florida International the win, just for courtesy.
They're getting money from the University of Florida. I think that's courtesy enough.
No, they should have given them the win courtesy. They was never in the football game.
They was in the football game when it kicked off, and then, what was it? Now, I missed the game because I was out at the mountain trying to be a jolly old fat man that raced up the mountain and end up out of breath. But so
Florida International scored 3 points. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's shameful.
Every other team they faced had LSU scored 3 points.
But they didn't beat LSU. They beat LSU.
They beat everybody. But what I'm saying is LSU scored 3 points against Florida.
I've seen the Chattanooga, Alabama game.
Uh-huh.
You know Chattanooga is double A, one double A.
Yeah, so is Florida International.
Why are they playing one double A schools this late in the season?
As a way to rest starters, like Tebow was able to rest some at the end of that game, I saw, and as a way to rack up some style points for the BCS and to prepare their schools for the upcoming week.
But the college games that was played today on the book, basketball.
So that's why.
That's what I asked you to do. You need the book. Hold on for a minute. I need a... Well, go ahead. You know who I'm talking to.
Yeah, I know.
Ohio State beat Michigan.
Okay, the sports show is in the morning.
I don't know, but it's not showing up on my thing, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to contact you.
You'll be able to contact me. It's there.
Put them all. He said it's there.
It's not there.
Wait, hold on. Just say it, Amy. I got it on my speaker.
It's not there.
I heard that. My listeners heard that, and yes, it is there. And I'll make sure that you get a notification on that. Where is she looking? Is she looking on Facebook or is she looking on Blog Talk Radio?
Jack, he said, "Where are you looking on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio?"
I've done it both ways, and it's not there for tomorrow.
She's done it both ways. It's not there.
Okay, just one second, and I'm going to send her an invite.
You hear that? He's sending you an invite. Okay, so...
And I'm sending you one, too.
Okay.
I know
your sports shows are tomorrow, but... It was just curious, you know. It's just games you want to talk about. I know it's tomorrow,
yeah,
but
yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's cool.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, I think Clemson won. Oh, I think Clemson won. So I think Clemson plays Georgia Tech.
When?
For the ACC championship.
Oh, okay. So if that's the case, then that would show up. That would show up on under
yeah.
ESPN. So under
it
the games
be.
For that week, yeah.
So it should take it. Wow, but it should. You know, it's just, I'm just surprised the way Florida beat Florida, and I mean Florida International.
Well, you know, if you go back and look at their first two warm-up games of the season, that they were scores like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, all right, well, she should have that now.
Okay.
As far as, now if anybody else wants to call in and talk about anything you want to talk about, me trying to be a big...
A man climbing a mountain?
Yeah.
That you didn't have fun?
I had fun for the first minute, and then I started huffing and puffing trying to race up the mountain. I thought I was going to fall backwards and roll back down the hill. So for the first minute I had fun. And then it's like, nope. Zero.
No way, huh?
Sir. Huh?
You said no way, huh?
No way at all, because, you know, it's kind of like if you remember that first game last year, the first softball game.
Yeah.
And I ran around the bases and ended up hurting myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
hurting my legs because I was so out of shape.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
Are you listening to him?
No.
She's up here laughing. I think she's listening at you.
I'm not listening at him.
So, but, yeah, that's the...
I had a comment, but it can't go off the air.
Oh, she had a comment, but it can't come on the air.
Yeah, it can.
He said, yeah, it can.
No, it can't.
She said, uh-uh, no, it can't.
Okay.
You know how she is.
Yeah, that's true.
Any.
I gave you a bunch of scores already.
This is the one from today. I don't think it was that many games today. Did you expect, let me ask you a question. Did you expect Florida to beat them that bad, or did you expect Florida was going to take it easy?
What, the game today?
Yeah.
Remember,
I think they should have
took
it
remember last night I said 55-7.
Today.
You didn't give me the basketball games for the day.
Oh, I'm
running
basketball
and football.
No, I want basketball. But if you remember last night during that show that sucked, I just had a bad day yesterday. I was tired, and I mean I'm tired today, but I'm trying to be a little bit more optimistic than obviously I sounded last night. So, and if anybody's out there listening, sorry about last night. Like I said, I had a very off day, finally it came up that two people was listening live. finally this morning. But I didn't even feature it, so. All right. Hold on 1 second, okay? Just 1 second. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to place you on hold and me on hold. Just 1 second. Okay, folks, sorry about that. I had to blow my nose. I didn't want to do it on the air, you know.
Right.
All right, Daryl, you're back.
Go ahead.
You're back.
Go ahead.
So I had to blow my nose. I didn't want to do it on the air, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I think Florida should have just took it easy.
They did take it easy.
No, they didn't. They beat them 63-3.
They cruised through that game. That's taking it easy.
And Tim Tebow played the whole game, right?
No, he didn't.
What quarter? He didn't play the fourth?
After they scored point number 42 in the last game.
Wow.
So
then he quit playing.
Then they took him out. That's not him quit playing. That's them preserving him for next week's showdown against Florida State.
Florida State looked good today. That's going to be a good game. I know you don't think it is. It's going to be a good game.
That game, because they're playing at Florida, not at Florida State, because they're playing at Florida, that game will be on CBS next week.
That ought to be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they're lopsided, but it's going to be good.
Well, if you remember last year in Tallahassee,
mm-hmm.
It rained on that game, and it looked like Tebow had blood on his uniform. That's when I don't know if it was a kickoff team or the defense. I think it was a kickoff team. He ran down there and got in their face, telling them to pick it up a little bit. So that was the game in which he did that. So, but he looked like a warrior out there. So, all right. So, if you have anything else you want to add?
Nah, I'm gonna let you get back to your mountain talk.
Okay. So what I will do, so you don't disconnect and then have to call back in, I'll just mute you. So you can still listen to the show, but without having to talk.
All right.
Okay. Does that yep. sound like a plan?
All right. Now tomorrow morning, we're talking sports.
Oh yeah. The whole kit and caboodle, 2 hours will be about sports.
And then you got me tomorrow evening.
Yeah. What time is your show?
6:00.
Oh. Okay, I'll be able to talk with you a little bit, but because of the phone time thing,
all right.
Unless before you you know how to conference a call? You have T-Mobile. You know how to conference a call?
No.
Oh. Okay. Never mind. It's hard to explain. So, all right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold. And
wait a minute. Amy wants you to tell you something. Want me to tell you something. Tell him what? She says she'll tell you what she was thinking when you're not on air one night.
Well, she can always send me a instant message on Facebook.
He said you can always send an instant message on Facebook. She laughing. Okay, buddy, go ahead and put me on mute.
Okay, all right. You're hereby on permanent mute for the next 56 minutes.
All right. Bye.
Okay, that was Daryl. Talking live from Charlotte, North Carolina, and of course talking smack about my Gators. But we're not just going to talk about the mountain thing, even though that was very stupid on my part, and I admit it. I admit it was very dumb for me to do that. But if anybody else wants to call in and say anything about how asinine and stupid it was, just let me know by giving me a ring, ring-a-ding-ding, at 347-850-1572. And yes, I just said ring-a-ding-ding, okay? So it's 347-850-1572 if you want to chime in on that topic or anything else. In the meantime, I'm going to take another break. Now, this is how I felt as I was coming down the mountain. I wish I could have done this. Here's a little tune from the 90s. So please enjoy. And I'm going to play like two or three songs, and then I'll come back. So here on Blog Talk Radio, my turn to speak. Never send a fat man to race up a mountain.
Made lots of friends, men and best friends. good time.
Yeah.
Listening to My Turn to Speak with your host, DJ Stevie P. The guest call-in number is 347-850-1572. If you want to weigh in on the topic at hand, never send a fat man to raise up a mountain.
If I never
And I get that thinking vibe about the love that you made for me. And I can't get you out of my head. How in the world would I begin to let you walk right out my life and blow my heart away? And I get that scared of vibe about the apple of my eye. And I can't stop doing without the center of my life. And I can't get you out of my head. And I know I can't preach it, that I won't die if you decide you won't see me again. If I never feel you in my arms again, if I never feel your tender kiss again, if I never
Talk Radio. This is your host, DJ Stevie P, coming to you live from now 10 degree Sun Valley, Idaho. This area is under a winter storm warning, which is good because for those of you that are Facebook friends, I uploaded pictures of the gondola and the mountain earlier. Half of the mountain is bare. There's no snow on it. So hopefully this will give a nice, huge dumping of snow on this area. Now, if you want to call in and talk to me, it's area code 347-850-1572. We have about 42 minutes left of the show. And I know somebody's out there listening. Besides my good friend Daryl, and I thank him for always calling in and putting up with my BS. So, thank you, Daryl. Yeah. So, wait a minute. Let's see what's going on here. Yeah. All right. So, I guess we're going to get back to some more music. And unless somebody else wants to call in, 347-850-1572. Now, most of the songs that I'm playing are the way I felt or things that I needed. Like, I was so glad to be able to breathe again after stretching myself up 100 feet, vertically. I'm glad of that. I felt like I wanted to run away. Afterwards, I was saying, bring me some water. And it certainly, being up there and standing up there and watching everybody go past me, it certainly felt like a hazy shade of winter. So, we'll be back in a few minutes here on Blog Talk Radio, KSLP, My Turn to Speak. Never send a fat man to race up a mountain.
Ask John what you... There she goes. Ask John what you wanted to sing. I said, if you could sing a song of mine, what'd you want to sing? She said, bring me some wine.
Yes, I did. I used to crank this up in my apartment when I had a crummy little apartment in Brooklyn and dance.
That's the only way to listen to the song.
Yeah.
You can crank it up.
Yeah,
right. In your dirty little apartment.
You ready?
Tonight I feel so weak, but all in love is fair. I turn you the cheek,
and I feel the slap and the sting of the foul night air.
And I know you're only human,
and I haven't got talking room.
But tonight, while I'm making excuses,
some other woman making love to you.
Thank you. in the sea, the one's got my
Okay, we are back, and still no other callers, so we're going to end the show early, and because of this, let's see, well, we're going to try to end the show early. Let's see if it will take it. And, just go from there. Yeah. So now, we have 1 minute left. And, so we say goodbye. And, tune in tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, for the sports show. Until then, thank you to those that did listen. I appreciate it. Have a good night, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how.